Smart move number 15 is gauge your love connection accurately. Remember that you need multiple types of attachments to a boyfriend in order to secure love for the long term. If you have an unshakable physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual love connection, you'll be able to handle the inevitable test of adversity and adjustments to change that will come your way over time. Here's a common question. Is he really into you or not? Men typically measure their interest in a woman heavily by their degree of sexual desire. When a guy's fervor isn't very high or sustainable, he usually won't pursue the woman aggressively. What is most confusing to a woman is when a man appears to be really into her at first, keeps her strung along by saying the right things, and then just fades away. While it seems dishonest and unkind to women, it's far easier for many men to completely withdraw from a situation than to tell a woman to her face that he doesn't like her or he has lost his sense of attraction. One woman sent me the following story, which illustrates this common and confusing scenario. I met this great guy at a conference about a year ago and clicked with him immediately. However, things didn't progress any further because we live in different cities. We stayed in contact, calling each other every couple of months. Then he visited my city in Los Angeles for business, and we were able to get together a couple of times. He and I talked for hours on both occasions and had a great time. This man made it very clear that he found me attractive. I figured that he really liked me and wanted to make a go of things. I visited him in his hometown, Chicago, a short while after those two get-togethers, and we had sex for the first time. It was amazing. He even cuddled and talked for hours afterwards. I visited him a few more times after that, and things seemed to be going okay. Then I told him that I'd like to get a job transfer to Chicago and find an apartment so we could really be together. Now he suddenly seems like he's not that interested in me anymore. He stopped calling me and hasn't returned my calls for a long, long time. What's going on with this guy? Are we really over and out? Here are some strategies to help you gauge your love connection more accurately. 1. How extensive is your sensory appeal? A strong connection here is when both parties respond favorably to each other by the way they look, sound, feel, taste, and smell. Examples of this may include when a man especially enjoys a woman's natural scent, when he likes the color she wears, when he likes to touch her hair and skin, when he looks at her from a distance, when he replays a woman's recorded message just to hear the sound of her voice, and when he is delighted by a simple kiss on the cheek, just to name a few. If a strong sensory connection isn't felt by both of you, then romance will only come from forced conscious efforts. That type of relationship will invariably fade in time or prove to be emotionally unfulfilling. Another strategy, observe the conversational flow. How do you recognize an ideal flow in communication? That's when the conversations have a natural rhythm and each participant is joyfully involved on both sides as talker and listener. Too many short conversations, dead silence from the other side, or overuse of email and text messages may disguise a more serious flaw in the love connection. Another strategy is appreciate the natural laughter. When two people are in sync, there's a natural tendency to find more humor and laughter in everyday things. This isn't about being a comedian or falling for a guy with a salesman's skill of making you laugh. It's more about the closeness you feel with a certain man. The feelings that you share for each other cause you both to express yourself joyfully in laughter, humor, and fun. The absence of joy is a sure indicator of a poor connection in the relationship. And a last strategy is, how well do you bring out the best in each other? When two people seem to be made for each other, there is a natural tendency for them to bring out the strengths in their partners. Whenever a woman chooses to associate closely with a love interest, she should ask herself the following questions. 1. What has it got me thinking and believing? 2. What has it got me doing? And 3. What has it got me becoming? If you absolutely know that your influence on each other is not all right, then you're not in a healthy relationship. The bottom line is, dating sucks when you don't have the foggiest idea of where you stand in your relationship. But dating rocks when things are clicking on all cylinders and your love for each other gets better with each passing day, week, month, and year.